If it was today, we'd be leading the programme with the story, but it was 100 years ago that Luton Town Hall was burnt to the ground as a familiar tune was played in the streets on a looted piano.
Keep the home fires burning while your hearts are yearning. Though your lads are far away, they dream of home.
Yes, the Luton Peace Riots, prompted by the council's failure to recognise soldiers returning home from the war. Steve Goodman is director of the Cultural Histories Community Interest Company in Luton. His grandfather was there on the evening of the riots. Good afternoon. Steve, can you hear me?
I can, Mark, yes.
Tell us more.
Well, as you know, a lot of soldiers saw horrific things on the Western Front, came back what they thought would be a land fit for heroes, but a lot of them ended up unemployed. Housing conditions in Luton weren't good. There was food rationing. And the Peace Day, celebrated all over the country, in Luton, they managed to exclude the soldiers from a posh dinner they had. They banned them from having a march in the local park. And that really fueled the anger that soldiers had returning. And when the day came, they all massed out outside the town hall. In the afternoon, they booed the mayor, who was reading the proclamation from the king. Many of them went away to local hostelries, basically, got a bit fuelled up with beer, came back in the evening and rushed the town hall, broke in, set fire to it, prevented the firemen from putting out the fire, and the town hall burnt down to the ground.
And what part did your grandfather play in all this?
Well, of course, it's the part he played and the part he said he played. In the afternoon, he rushed the town hall. He says he was at the front of the people trying to get into the town hall to find the mayor. But he says in the evening, what he was doing was playing a piano that they'd taken from the local music shop. And he was playing the piano. He says he was playing the piano while, and other people have said that while he was playing the piano, there were naked women dancing on the top of it. But whether or not that's true or not, we don't know. But I think at the end of the day was part riot and part carnival.
I mean, you're commemorating it this evening. What are you doing? But is it something you should be commemorating? It was, as you say, a riot.
Well, I think it's an important part of Luton's history, and the council themselves want to commemorate what happened 100 years ago. And we want to connect people currently living in Luton with the history of the town. So the Borough Council are putting on a People Power Passion weekend with many live events, a lot of people from Luton taking part. So we're hoping to both remember what happened 100 years ago, but also to commemorate just what a great town Luton is.
And why do you think, I mean, they weren't just a bit cross, but why did they get so violent? What were they so angry about?
Well, as I say, the context really was that they were the soldiers that were home from the Western Front. A lot of them had lost their mates over there. A lot of them didn't come back. And the council at the time really excluded them from celebrating Peace Day. So I think the thing was really, as I say, part accident. I don't think it was planned that that would happen, but there were many events leading up to that day and on the day themselves that led to some of them deciding that setting fire to the town hall was a good idea.
Steve Goodman on Luton in Luton.